Now, Governor Tony Evers and Republican state lawmakers announced a deal last week on a local government funding bill that would revamp the shared revenue system in Wisconsin. The agreement comes after negotiations over how much state aid should increase for communities and what restrictions and concessions should come along with it. Among other things, the bill would give Milwaukee more flexibility to raise local sales tax to avoid looming financial trouble while also providing more funding for school choice vouchers. That aspect was a high priority for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who announced the deal at a press conference on Thursday.
We will have transformational school choice expansions. We will have money for public schools. We will have more money for all of the local government services that we know are priorities. And on top of that, we have a large number of conservative wins with things that we have struggled to get across the finish line before that are all part of a very comprehensive bill that will really showcase the good things that happen in Wisconsin.
In a statement, Governor Evers called the bill a compromise that will be, quote, transformative for our communities and our state. Milwaukee city and county leaders praised the funding in the bill while expressing dissatisfaction with other parts of the legislation. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the shared revenue deal? What questions do you have about it? Do you think this was a fair compromise? What kind of impact could more state funding have on your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Mark O'Connell is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be on the show, Rob.
And Ross Milton is an assistant professor of public affairs at UW-Madison. His research focuses on the political economy and public finance of state and local taxes. Ross, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Ross, can you explain the basics? People don't see the words shared revenue written on local services. How much, though, does it affect our communities?
It's a major piece of funding for local governments all across the state of Wisconsin. And I think states transfer resources to local governments in different ways in different states. But in most states, money that comes from the state in one fashion is a major source of revenues for local governments. And in Wisconsin, the major way that's done is through this shared revenue system.
Mark,
so these changes will have a big impact in many places.
Mark, we've talked about cities and other local governments. How about counties? How do you describe the need that was out there from counties to get more shared revenue from the state?
Well, counties are really an extension of the state in terms of providing services. Our state lawmakers and governor evaluate what needs or desires the citizens have and then pass legislation or programs which meet those needs or desires. They then ask state agencies to perform the function. When the state agencies need statewide outreach, many times they will ask the counties to perform the function. Sometimes money goes with it, sometimes sufficient money, and sometimes insufficient money. When it's insufficient, property taxes make up the difference. So this particular piece of legislation, transferring dollars from the state to the counties and cities, towns, and villages as well, is a major piece of legislation which will definitely have an impact on the citizens of Wisconsin and their property tax bills.
As you look at it from that county perspective, Mark, what we're seeing in this deal, how would county governments around the state be affected?
Yeah, this is one of the most transformative elements of this particular piece of legislation is the linkage of state revenues to local units of government being tied to the state's economy. In other words, currently, local units of government primarily rely on the property tax for funding. That has some loose relationship with the economy, but not direct. What this legislation is doing is taking 1 cent of the sales tax and allocating it to local units of government. And as sales tax collections go up, 2, 3, 4, or in some cases even higher, percent, so too will the allocation to local governments. That single piece of this legislation links our revenues at the local level to the state's economy. What that really does is make it creates all of us at the local government level wanting what the state wants, more people making more money, engaged in more commerce, paying more in taxes at current or even lower rates, so we can take those dollars as locals, invest them in our communities to make them attractive to the smart young wealth makers of tomorrow.
And Ross, this deal, and I think you've said this elsewhere, was a long awaited. I think a lot of people felt like something needed to change. It was overdue. Can you talk about the need for lawmakers and the governor to tackle this?
Sure. The shared revenue program has been cut and or neglected repeatedly over the last 20 years. And so if in terms of how much resources local governments are getting today relative to what they were getting 20 years ago, if you adjust for inflation, it's a dramatic decrease. And in many local governments, even with this large sounding increase that is being proposed today, will actually not bring them back in real inflation-adjusted terms to where they were in 2003.
Talking to Ross Milton, Professor UW-Madison, and Mark O'Connell with the Wisconsin Counties Association, looking in this agreement between Governor Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature over an update to the shared revenue plan. Still has to be passed by the legislature. You could join in with your thoughts or questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Mark is with us in Wauwatosa. Mark, hi.
Hi. Yes, a Hoosier by birth from Indiana, but a Badger living in Wisconsin the last quarter century. Property in both states, residential house. Oh boy, it's going to be so much more expensive here. There was an article in today's Journal Sentinel that said that Milwaukee, if the property tax goes higher, as the politicians just agreed at the state level, that without a referendum, that we'll be on par with other major cities. What the Journal Sentinel article did not state today was it did not compare the property tax. I know that in Indiana, property tax is 1% of assessed value for residential. So it's 2% for vacation homes. It's 3% for commercial property. And we pay, anywhere from 2 to 4 times higher property tax here in Wisconsin.
Gotcha, Mark. Thanks for the call. Ross, Mark mentioning the sales tax increase approved for Milwaukee without a referendum requiring a 2/3 vote, I believe, from the county board and the city government. How do we compare in Wisconsin in our reliance on property taxes, as Mark was saying, versus other forms of revenue?
Wisconsin's very unusual in that our local governments receive very, very little revenue from sales taxes, and instead are almost the only tax instrument that local governments really have any local control over is the property tax. I mean, and that's unusual. In most states, local governments have the ability to raise revenue via both sales taxes and property taxes. It all varies across states how that exactly works. But we're unusual in that respect. And so this proposal does change that somewhat, all but only for Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, and it would allow them to use a sales tax as well.
Thanks for that call, Mark. And Mark O'Connell with the Counties Association, do you feel like this deal gives counties not named Milwaukee County enough flexibility, enough local control over their fiscal fates?
Well, maybe not so much control, but it does link our revenues to the economy. So we all have a vested interest in a very successful, vibrant economy. In Wisconsin, we're very high in property taxes compared to the rest of the nation. We're relatively low on sales taxes, and we're somewhere in the middle on income taxes. What this is doing in a small way, at least in the city and county of Milwaukee, it is changing that mix a little. I think we're going to see later in this budget, we'll see some adjustments in tax policy, probably in the income tax area, but that will have the effect of changing our mix somewhat at the state level.
Thanks for that call. Mary Kay joins us next in Kenosha. Mary Kay, hello.
Hi. I was hoping that the cities and counties would finally hire program monitors for our WEDA, because WEDA does absolutely nothing for subsidized housing, and taxpayers are paying for things that they wouldn't believe are not getting done. And I'm talking for nonprofits here. So it's about time they took some of the money and started fixing up the properties and start, having those people become accountable, because they're just wasting our tax dollars.
Mary Kay, thanks for the call. Housing and economic development funding. Mark, what kind of oversight is there at the county level anyway when state funding via WEDA and other programs gets spent at the county level?
Well, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, WEDA, is an entity that has very little state funding injected into it. WEDA is more or less kind of a self-sufficient operation where they work with developers and housing authorities to create housing, which is has very little interface or rub up against local units of government. We certainly have facilities within our boundaries that are WEDA funded, but we don't really have oversight of that. And quite frankly, the issues that are the bond issuances that WEDA might engage in to create a housing development is sort of a one-time thing. There's certainly follow-up, but the actual operation of a housing unit or complex, that is wouldn't necessarily fall under the authority of WEDA, but it might be more of a private sector developer issue.
Thanks for calling in, Mary Kay. We're talking to Wisconsin Counties Association President Mark O'Connell and UW-Madison Public Affairs Professor Ross Milton about the shared revenue deal here in Wisconsin reached between Governor Evers and Republican leaders in the state legislature, still advancing through the legislature now. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What would it mean for your community to get some more money back from the state? How do you feel about some of the restrictions, the strings attached? We'll get into that a little on how that money can be spent. Do you like this compromise? Do you have questions about it? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up the conversation about Wisconsin's shared revenue system, an agreement between legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers. Our guests are Wisconsin Counties Association President Mark O'Connell and UW-Madison Public Affairs Professor Ross Milton. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about the shared revenue deal, what it can mean for your community? How do you want to see increased state aid used by your local government? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ross, there are some strings attached. What are some of the rules for how this increased funding could be spent by local governments that receive it? What stands out to you?
Well, I think that this is a big change in the way the shared revenue system is thought of. You know, historically, the shared revenue system has been unrestricted aid to local governments that had no strings attached in terms of how they were intended to use it. Whereas the proposal that we have now for the increases in aid are intended to be used primarily for public safety related expenses. And that is, I think, a fundamental change that you can argue for. You can argue against it, but it is a big change.
Mark, what do you think of that change in particular?
Yeah, the restrictions, or I guess directed use of the revenue for public safety and transportation, it's a pretty wide range of items on which we can spend funds. 911, dispatch, courts, public transportation infrastructure. That is quite a bit of what local government does. So it is a change from being unrestricted, but it is still providing a fair amount of flexibility. I think one thing that we should not lose sight of, Rob, this while the legislature and the governor aren't necessarily dinner party partners, they've agreed on this issue. So Speaker Voss, Senator Lemahieu, Senator Felskowski, Representative Kurtz, and Tony Evers all came together from different parts of the political spectrum to say, we need to provide dollars to local government so they can improve their communities, make them attractive to the talent, which is our number one resource for private sector profit in our new millennium knowledge technology-based economy. They've seen the future. And this, quite frankly, this legislation is very visionary. And I think we will look back 10, 15, 20 years from now and say, back in 2022, we saw what needed to get done and did it. And it's going to put our state in a much better place.
To add to what Mark was saying, sure, about the flexibility that it does provide, you know, for many local governments, those restrictions may not end up being all that meaningful because they already spend a lot of money on those topics. And so they have that now, they have these earmarked funds for those expenditures, and that frees up other money to be spent in other ways. So for some local governments, it may not make much difference.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Jeff is with us in Eagle River. Jeff, hi.
Hi. I was kind of somewhat amused by the conversations that are going on here. The original purpose of the shared revenue formula, was to be able to return the largest that the state of Wisconsin received vis-a-vis the income taxes that it generated from the people that live within the municipalities and the counties of the state of Wisconsin. And that formula was established to be fair and equally distributed among those taxpayers for the purpose of property tax relief. Now, what's going on right now is kind of like I just sort of call it visionary. It's not visionary. If they were to go back to the old formula back in the 1980s and the early 1990s, prior to the changes that were made by the Republican-controlled legislature, they would see that there more money would be returned into the municipalities for the purpose of alleviating the property tax. You know, they use that money for other things now. They got the shared revenue program instead of returning it to municipalities, and they use it for spending in other areas. The purpose of the program was to relieve the property tax to help offset that burden of the caller from was talking about Indiana, you know, as an example. It seems to me that, you know, they need to establish a formula that is, has a growth factor, associated with the increase in state revenues.
Jeff, I gotcha. Thanks for the call. Ross, does Jeff have the history about right and how that formula didn't end up working ultimately the way we wanted it to originally?
It's certainly the case that the shared revenue system had the effect of alleviating property taxes, but the intent originally was to compensate local governments for lost tax revenue due to state legislation that decreased the ability of local governments to tax certain types of property and to tax income when the state created the income tax system. And so that's approximately right. And over time, in the last couple of decades, the shared revenue formula hasn't been updated and cuts have been made. And so it hasn't been transferring as much money to local governments. And so if local governments wanted more revenue, they went to the property tax, the only tool that they had. And so that's definitely true.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Ross Milton from UW-Madison and Mark O'Connell with the Wisconsin Counties Association, looking at this shared revenue plan agreed to by a Democratic governor, Republican leaders in the legislature, now making its way through that legislature. Mark, I wanted to ask, with the Counties Association, counties come in a lot of shapes and especially sizes here in Wisconsin. Can you talk about some of the different challenges facing counties with the different resources to work with in the first place?
Oh, yeah. And it refers to, go back to something Jeff indicated, the previous caller. The shared revenue formula, as Ross indicated, hasn't really been run for almost two decades. And so it's very hard to put some dollars into a formula and then rerun it without having several, people that are going to get less, losers, you might call them. The time to revamp the formula is when you can make sure there are no losers to get it done politically. That's part of what was being done with this piece of legislation. We've had counties that, if you would run the formula, would be getting much more. Maybe the best example of that is Waukesha. They're a large county, but they get a very small dollar amount in terms of shared revenue. If we were going to rerun the formula, they would do much, much better. At the same time, you may have some smaller counties that are getting a substantial portion of shared revenue, but if you reran the formula, might not get as much. So when we infuse a fair amount of dollars like this legislation does, you can ensure that everyone gets something. Is it enough? Is it fair? Not really when it comes to a formula, because we're not really running a formula again. We're sort of adding dollars and evening things out among cities, towns, villages, counties, and then saying that's your new base. Now you're going to get increases, as Jeff indicated. As the economy does better, sales tax collections go up, then you in your city, town, village, county will also get that same percentage increase in your new base. So it's not perfect, but very few things in politics are. But it's as perfect as it could get in a very complex piece of legislation.
Ross, I wanted to ask about the sustainability of this system. We've got a budget surplus now, so we had some money to work with. Mark mentioned as the economy gets better, things look better. Economies get worse sometimes. Are we going to be in a situation in 2 or 5 or 10 years potentially where this formula runs up against the shoals and we have a big problem with it again?
Well, so I think part of the reason that we haven't, that it has been decreasing over the last 20 years is that the previous system didn't really have any mechanism through which it automatically increased over time. And as so it was up to the legislature to pass a new a law saying that, well, we're going to increase total funding for shared revenues by 5% next year. And that by and large didn't happen. And so as Mark has pointed out, like I think the very nice feature of this is that there is some aspect in which it will automatically increase over time, keyed to how state sales tax revenue goes up. And so if sales tax revenue goes up, that will, you know, benefit local governments. If sales tax revenue doesn't increase over time from one year to another, then there wouldn't be in shared revenue.
We'll leave it there. Ross, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Mark, thanks for being with us.
Rob, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Been talking to Mark O'Connell, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Counties Association, and Ross Milton, assistant professor of public affairs at UW-Madison, who researches public finance and state and local taxes. They join us for a look at the shared revenue deal announced by Governor Evers and leading Republicans in the state legislature. Still now has to work its way through the legislature to be passed in its final form. Love to hear from you. Is there a part of this deal you want to hear more about, either from us on Central Time or from the WPR news team? Are you wondering how maybe something in your own community is affected? You can email your question, your point of curiosity, over to ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org, and we can give it a look in the future.